For all your Disney Vacation Club needs, be it buying, selling, or renting points for your next vacation, check out our sponsor over at dvcshop.com. Now on with the show.
Clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de la puerta.
We welcome you aboard our highway to the sky.
If you're standing, please hold on to the handrails and stay clear of the automatic doors. They will be closing in a moment. Thank you.
Welcome to another episode of the Monorail Tales. I hope everyone is having a good week so far. So, when we go to the Disney parks, we usually go with family or friends or even to meet fellow podcasters. But how many of us has done a solo trip to the parks? Is there a difference in park planning style when going solo? What are some of the benefits of going by yourself? And are there any disadvantages of going solo? Lastly, are there any differences in the solo experience between female guest and male guest? Well, tonight we might find some answers to these questions. Joining me on this show is my co-host husband, Steve, who has done more than one solo in his Disney lifetime. And that is usually because he sneaks out the house in the morning before I wake up. So welcome to the show, Steve.
Well, thank you. And it's not that I sneak out. It's just that you booked it for me.
I was joking. I just thought I'd get the sympathy card here.
No.
Anyway, besides Steve, we also have a very, very special guest on tonight. That's going to be joining Steve and I. And she's also had the experience of what it's like to go on a solo trip. So without further ado, it's my great pleasure to welcome April to the show. So hi, April.
Hi.
Hey, welcome, April.
So how are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, not bad. Not bad. It's been a busy week, but hanging in there.
Yeah, I feel that.
Anyway, before we start, April, about solo trips, can we just find a little bit about who April is, just like where you're from, when you fell in love with Disney, just sort of simple.
Little background
on who April is.
Sure. Okay, so hi, my name is April. I'm 26 years old. I live in New Jersey. I live in Seaside Park. So if you've ever seen the show Jersey Shore, that house is actually right down the street from me, like maybe like 5 minutes away from me. So I literally live right there where the Jersey Shore house is. I'm trying to think if there's anything else about me that you should know that's like actually important. Oh, well, I love Disney. That's why I'm here. I love Disney. I'm a big Disney fan. I actually fell in love with Disney. It wasn't my choice. when I was 2 years old, my parents just started taking me to Disney every year. And from that point on, it just kind of became part of my life. And I just loved it so much. So basically, Disney has been part of my life since I was a child. Even my nursery was all Disney decorated. So I feel like from right out of the womb, I basically was groomed to love Disney. So
I love it. Yes. I bet your mom went to Disney when she was pregnant. So even before you were born, maybe.
Yeah, she actually, my parents, the only time when they stopped going to Disney was right after they had me. So right when I turned two, that's when they decided to take me. But my parents actually also went to Disneyland on their honeymoon. But it's so funny because my dad always roasts my mom for this, because my mom is like the designated photographer on the trip, or she used to be. And he's always like, you know, your mother, with all the pictures she takes, she has no pictures of our Disneyland vacation. And he always roasts her for that, no matter what. And I think it's so funny because they also, like, when they tell me about it, they're like, oh, it was very vague. Because I feel like it was so long ago, because my parents have been married for, I think, 30 years now. So I think, like, even, like, when they bring it up, it's, they're very vague memories that they tell me. But they always say that they want to go back there. So they're just old, you know?
Okay, now with that comment that they're just old, I would like to point out your mom is a very close friend of ours and supported, and I do believe you did as well sometimes, April, supported our team when we used to play the Friday night quiz game.
Quiz. Yes, I remember.
Yep. So I think we can't go much further into this show without just doing a special shout out to the beautiful Annette Dorman. So Annette, there you go. You got your shout out, girl. All right. Push mum to one side now. That's all about April. Are you ready?
Sure. Whenever you're ready.
Okay. So my understanding, you know, is that you did do a solo trip. So I'm going to probably ask quite a few little small questions. We'll take it one step at a time. How old was you when you did your solo trip?
When I went to Disney on by myself, it was in 2017. So I think I was, how old was I in 2017? Hold on. It's 2021. That's
so
four
it's 4 years.
Years.
You've been 22.
22. I'm sorry, it's 22. I couldn't even remember how old I was, but it was in 2017 was my solo trip.
Okay.
Okay. So at the age of 22, and you'd already told us that, you know, you've been quite regular to the parks. What made you want to do a solo trip?
Well, I'm going to be completely honest with this. What happened was there was a point, like I said, my family and I would go to Disney every single year since I was two, and we hadn't missed a year. Unfortunately, right before that solo trip, we had missed 2 years at that point, and I was getting really frustrated. And being the fact that I'm also an Aries and I do enjoy doing things on my own, I said, you know what, I'm just going to go by myself. So I literally worked all summer and I saved up all my money and I decided to just go by myself. That's the whole honest truth. I just was like, you know what, I'm tired of waiting. I'm going to go. So I went.
So you planned all this on your own?
Yeah.
Okay.
Very good planner.
Ah.
Now, did you drive down to Disney or did you fly?
No, I actually have never driven to Florida. I always fly when I go.
Okay. Right. And for your solo trip, how long was your stay?
I also want to say this as well. I didn't stay on Disney property for my solo trip. I know you're probably going to ask me that question, but I just wanted to tell you, like, first off.
I'm crossing it off my list now.
Okay. At that point, I actually stayed off property. I stayed on International Drive because I actually do like to go to Universal too. I know that's not part of the podcast, but I do like to go there as well.
That's great.
So what I did was I found a more like budget-friendly hotel and it was actually really nice. I stayed at the La Quinta. It's right on International Drive. It's right behind the big hotel with the ball on top of it, the Sheraton, the Four Points.
Yes.
It's literally right behind there. It was a really great deal. I stayed for 9 days. I originally had 11 days booked, but then I panicked and I was like, do I really want to stay 11? Like, I of course I wanted to stay 11 days, but I panicked because I was like, you know what? I am going by myself. Maybe I should stay 9 days. So I did cut the trip down to 9.
So you're staying, how did you get to your hotel then back then?
Okay, so to be honest, I want to say this too, because I feel like this is really important.
Yep.
We used to stay back in the day. My family and I used to go to Disney and stay for 14 to 16 days. That was our only vacation that we would go on every year. We would save all year for it. We would always stay off property and we would always stay at the same hotel. What happened was the hotel that we started to stay at, we stayed at all those years since I was a kid. We started to see, was starting to get really worn down. The people who owned it, the woman who owned it, wasn't taking care of it. So we actually, now that I'm thinking about it, that was the first trip I went on since we stopped staying at that hotel. So my dad has never actually stayed off. Okay. So he hasn't actually stayed at the La Quinta. The year after I went by myself, I also stayed at La Quinta with my mom. So what happened was I just, wait, what was the question again? Can you go back? I got sidetracked there. Please. I'm so sorry.
No, that's okay.
No, that's fine. Actually, because I forgot what my question was. No. Oh, how did you get there?
The hotel that I was staying at, the La Quinta, did offer free transportation to and from Disney and Universal. But to be honest, I will say the hours really wore me down, because it's not like when you stay at a Disney resort where the transportation is constant. There was a set schedule. So the bus that I would take in the morning was at, like, I think 7:22 a.m., so literally I would stay at the parks all day and I wouldn't be able to go back and get a break. So I was really tired, but that hotel did offer free transportation. So and every once in a while too, if I wanted to stay out later or if I woke up a little late and missed the bus, I would just take a taxi. But I do recommend Uber. Don't take yellow taxi.
Okay.
One thing I would change about that trip.
You said don't take a yellow taxi?
No.
Yeah, I've learned, you know what, that trip when I was there by myself, and I feel like I did use yellow taxi a lot, especially since I was going to and from Universal. My hotel was walking distance, but I did take a taxi because it was super cheap. I found that the taxi drivers were starting to cheat me a lot because I did know the rate, like the standard rate to and from Universal. It would always come to around a little bit over $6. And I would get into taxis and I'd be like, this is my hotel. And I'd be like, you know, this is where I'm going. And they'd be like, all right, it's going to be $10. I'm like, okay, we'll turn the meter on. So they weren't turning the meter on. I have learned the only Uber I took that trip, that was the best experience that I had the entire trip. So I do recommend, if you are going and you are taking, if you're not like taking a bus and you do have to take like a car service or something, I would recommend doing Uber, because yellow taxi is just not, they're not it anymore. Uber's where it's at.
Yep. Yep. I kind of agree. Now, speaking of still transportation, when you flew down, I'm assuming you flew down to McConnell MCO.
Yes.
Okay. Now, how did you get from the airport to your hotel?
I used Mears, Mears Motor Coach. I think what you do is you would just pay, like, because we used to take Mears for years. So you would pay for one way and then pay for like a round trip. So I would just pay round trip from airport to my hotel. And then when it was time to leave, Mears would come pick me up and take me back to the airport. You just have to call them, I think, 24 hours in advance.
Oh, okay. See, I didn't realize that back in, I mean, that was just 2017 too. So yeah.
I don't recommend using Mears though, because I also had a really bad experience with them. I'm pretty good at, like, to be honest, you don't have to like edit this part out if you want to, but I'm going to be totally honest. I'm really good at like speaking up if I know there's going to be a problem, especially if I am by myself, because I'm the only person that I'm with. So if there's a problem, I'm going to speak up about it. I'm going to stand up for myself. What happened was, the airport, the day before I was about to leave, I think my flight in the morning to go home was at 9 a.m. Mears, I think, picked me up at like 4:30 a.m. But why? And the woman on the phone, she was like, oh, there's something wrong with the monorail. And I was like, okay. So I had this pickup at like this ungodly hour. I was exhausted. And I mentioned to the man driving, my flight isn't until like 9:30. And he was like, this isn't right. Like, that's not right. And I just had such a bad experience with Mears, because once I got there, I realized I couldn't go through security. I think they said until 2 or 3 hours prior to your flight. And it was way more than that at one point.
Yeah.
So I really just had a bad experience with them. And like, to be honest, I wouldn't, like I said, wouldn't recommend Mears. If you're doing anything that requires transportation that you have to pay for, I would absolutely recommend Uber. Don't take Mears. Don't take yellow taxi. If you have to go anywhere that doesn't have free transportation, use an Uber.
I'll tell you something, April. This is really good to hear, because for those staying on property, as you know, they have the Disney Magical Express. Well,
yes,
that's going away next year.
I know. And, I heard.
You know, Mears will be taking back some of these customers. So
maybe.
We'll see.
To
be honest, I just feel like we've used Mears. My family and I have used Mears over the years, and they are a reliable service, because when they need to come pick you up, they will come pick you up at the time they say they're going to pick you up. So for that, right. they are reliable. But the experience that I had would never make me want to use them again, because it just seems like it was like that the whole trip. And especially, as well, if you're going to your hotel and you're using mirrors, a lot of times you're getting in the shuttle with more people and there's a bunch other stops. So you might not get to your hotel. Like, you might be waiting at the airport for your shuttle for 30 minutes and then you might not get to your hotel for another half hour. So that's what I'm saying. If you, I really do recommend, and I like can't stress this enough, because every experience that I had with an Uber driver down there was just so much more pleasant than any experience I've ever had with a yellow cab or mirrors. So yeah. I just want to make sure I stress that enough, because I do think that Uber is so much better.
Yep. I'm going to go back to your, before you get there, actually, let's just go back a step. Your planning stage. Now, before you even left home, how much planning did you put into, okay, I'm not going with mum and dad, I'm going solo. So how do I want to handle this? How, what was your planning style, knowing that you were going solo?
Well, I guess I figured everything would be a lot cheaper because I was, you know, it was only one person. So I made sure I set aside a budget for myself. I do, whenever I do plan a Disney vacation, I do like to make sure I have my budget intact, because I know a lot of times it's very easy down there to spend more money than you want to. So I had to make sure I had, it wasn't like a strict budget, but I had like things written down, like how much I wanted to spend for my hotel, how much I wanted to spend for my airfare, how much I wanted to spend on food, how much I wanted to spend on gifts and souvenirs and things like that.
Now, when you were doing the planning stage, once again, you're still at home.
Sure.
During that stage of the planning, was there ever a time you think you thought to yourself, what the heck am I doing going to Disney on my own?
You know what? I don't think so. I think I was just more nervous. I like personally for me, I love doing things on my own. I'm like, I prefer a lot of times to do things on my own. I love going to Disney with my family, and I'm sure I would love going to Disney with my friends too. I've never actually brought a friend to Disney, but to be honest, I feel like when you're alone, it's just, I don't know, you just feel you're not on a schedule. You know, you don't have to keep like any distinct schedule. You can do what you'd like. And it's, I don't know, it just, I guess I just thought, oh, well, you know, maybe I'm a little nervous to fly, but I knew where I was going. I knew my way around the area because I'd been there so many times. So for me, it was just like, wow, this is going to be a lot of fun, you know?
Yeah. Well, no. And like you said, it's like, you're the only person you have to worry about. Mm-hmm. You don't have to sit there and go, oh, I wonder, you know, when you're traveling with others, I wonder if they want to do this. It's like, it doesn't matter. They're not here.
It doesn't matter, because I want to do it and I'm going to do it now.
There you go. And that is the magic of doing solo.
Yeah.
And I am so glad to hear about you doing all the prep and planning.
I think that's important.
It really is, because my first one, Sheila actually sent me on mine. And I was a little nervous. I've heard of other people doing them and stuff. And I was like, no, that's, I can't see going by myself, even though, you know, I'm like you. It's like, I usually travel or do things on my own, but
yeah,
I didn't have any planning when I first got there. And that was a big mistake.
Oh no, I have everything planned. I even have like literally written down what parks I'm going to on certain days. I'm psychotic. I love it.
All right. I am loosey goosey. So And when I went, I was like, I'm going to relax. Yeah. No, I'm going to go. No, I'm going to relax. No. But when I got there, I was like, I don't know what to do. So, you need to plan. You need to have a plan.
You do. You need to have some sort of foundation, you know, for yourself. Even if it's a small one, you can build off of that.
Yes, you can.
Okay, so we got our very first difference between a male soloist versus female. We've got psychotic April, who has to plan everything, and loosey-goosey Steve, who just, figure out when I get there.
And
that's
still
a good attitude. No, but you know what? That's still a good attitude to have. But I do think, you know, like, as long as you have fun, though, you know, that's how I see it. As long as you're having fun, I don't think you missed out. I'm sure you had a great time. And you know what? You can always try it again.
And I did.
And he did. And he did.
Was it successful? Wait, did you take two solo trips or just one?
Keep going, April.
I'm probably up to 9 or 10.
Yeah. Now, not all to Walt Disney World. He went to Shanghai by himself.
For 10 days.
Oh, my God. I feel like I'd be a little bit more nervous to do that because that's like an entirely different country. So
you
I
would
feel
be
like,
fine.
You know what? I really want to go there, though. I feel like everything there is just so much like better for some reason. I don't know why.
No, it is. And believe it or not, you're very safe there, even though out of any country, I've been to a lot of countries, but in China, there's not a lot of crime.
Good.
Petty crime.
See, that's funny because me literally staying right on International Drive, just walking outside on my own back and forth, the highest crime rate in all of Orlando.
The other solo trips he's done. He did, I think, one or two to California.
Oh, gosh, yes. That was for D23.
He's never stayed that long down at Walt Disney World.
That's 3 or 4 days.
April, did you find... I know I'm jumping around from on your trip, and now we're going to go to after your trip. Find that staying for, 9 days, did you say?
Yep.
Yes.
Did you find at the end of your trip that maybe that was just a bit too long or not long enough?
Well, if I'm being totally honest, I don't think 9 days is ever enough to stay at the happiest place on earth.
All right.
Good answer.
But by the end of that trip, during my trip, I was so excited. I was tiring myself out every day. I was just too excited because I hadn't been there in 2 years. So my brain was just all over the place. And I was just so excited. By the end of the trip, I didn't even want to go to the airport. I just wanted to sleep I was so tired. So I guess by the end of the trip, what I'm saying is, I guess I thought maybe if I stayed a little bit less, it wouldn't have been like this. But then I'm like, you know what? It wasn't enough. The answer is no, enough. Okay. That's my final answer.
True Diz fanatic answer. Absolutely.
Yeah. I was about to say, do you want to call a friend before you give your final answer? Which leads me into the next question, which is, in those 9 days, did you find yourself being more sociable around other people because you didn't have mom to talk to did you handle that quite okay, not talking to anyone for 9 days?
Did
you talk to people?
Well, to start off, I was on the phone with my mom, I feel like every 5 minutes. So I didn't miss her because she was still there with me because I was always talking to her. Yeah. In those 9 days, I also want to point this out. This is going to be very petty, but I'm going to say it anyways. I did actually end up linking up with a couple of friends that I know who are from that area. And they were both guys. One of them met me at Hollywood Studios. You know what? To be honest, I couldn't get away from him soon enough because he was just such a killjoy. Like all he wanted to do was ride the rides. And we actually got online to meet Chewbacca, and I wanted to smack him because he literally was like, oh, Chewbacca, you look so real. I'm like, are you kidding me right now? You just met a Wookiee and did you just say that to Chewbacca? I was so angry at him. Like, how dare you?
Don't break the magic.
No, it was annoying me. I was like, how dare you? And then my other friend I actually met at Universal Studios. I ended up literally just leaving like a few hours into that because he was just way too boring for me. So with that said, I was much better on my own that trip. you know what? I just feel like sometimes these men just like weigh me down and I'm just like, you know what? I'd rather just do it on my own, you know?
Yeah.
But anyway, so I did meet two of my friends on that trip. I did have some fun, but ultimately I would have rather, it would have been more beneficial to me just to have stayed alone because I was having more fun on my own. I did talk okay. to and meet a couple of people online. And I did, you know, I did like if I was waiting online, especially when I was doing the Christmas party, I did meet this really nice family behind me online and I did start talking to them. And I did meet a couple of other people I feel like that I just like would randomly start talking to online. So I was really, you know, sociable and like happy to meet other people. But to be honest, okay. probably could have done without my friends.
Okay. April, as a man, I'm taking my headphones off.
I'm sorry. But you know what? My dad's like that too. After a while, he's just, he is though, because after a while, he's like, oh, no, you know, my feet hurt. I'm tired. Then go back to the hotel. You know, don't let it stop you. Do you. I'm just tired of hearing the whining. You go to Disney, you know, you're going to be walking all day. You know, there's going to be rides. You know, you're going to be having fun. If you're going to be a killjoy, then go back to the hotel. I don't want to hear it. Don't weigh me down.
And that's April from New Jersey.
I'm just saying, okay, maybe you're fun. You seem, you know, you seem like you're a lot of fun to be around, okay? But like, you know what? If you're going to complain about your feet hurting, no. if you're going to complain you're tired, then go back to the hotel.
Nope.
So that is the benefit.
Yes.
And I'm not talking about your dad personally, but that is the benefit of not walking around with someone else that, you know, because they're not wanting to do the same things can bring you down. So...
Yeah, I think my one friend who I met at Hollywood Studios, he's a big Disney fan. It's just that he likes to do Disney a little differently than I do because he's more of like a ride person. I like the rides and I also enjoy the character experiences. Okay. So I felt like it was just a lot of him like, let's do this, let's do this. And I was like, this is my trip. I invited you here. You're going to walk around and do what I want to do. But anyways, awesome. It was fun. I'm not trying to like, I'm a nice person. I promise. I just, in conclusion, I just feel like there are a lot of benefits when you are going by yourself because you really don't have to cater to anybody else but yourself.
Yeah.
Now, actually, do you, you might not be able to answer this one, but do you think that maybe because you knew you were on a solo trip, you had less patience because in your mind, hey, I'm solo. Oh, all of a sudden, this guy is just bringing me down. It, under normal conditions,
is that what you say about me when we're on a trip?
Yeah. Okay. Under normal conditions.
I'm glad I'm not the only one.
Oh, again, ouch.
No, not you specifically. I'm just glad I'm not the only one that thinks that way about like going, you know, okay.
So no. I was just wondering if it was just emphasized more than under normal conditions, because in your mind you were solo.
You know what? No, I don't think so. Like I said, I just think, you know, I just think that I just think I should not have invited them. That's it. I don't know.
Right.
No, but I can kind of understand because,
you know,
it's like, now I know, and I'm going to ask you this also, how often did you interact with people in line? Because I found I always like to talk to people, but I did find that I kind of need to quell that when I'm on my own single guy, all of a sudden just talking to people around. It's like, maybe they don't want to talk.
But yeah,
is that different for a guy than a girl, maybe?
I don't know. See, here's the thing. I'm a pretty, like, I'm social when I want to be social. But other than that, I like to keep more to myself. You know, especially when you are in Disney, everybody's kind of doing their own thing. And, you know, all kinds, you know, families are there. And, you know, if there was, like, a line, like I said, and it was, like, a long line, like, at the Christmas party, like, I turned around and I started talking to the nice family behind me. They were so nice. They were from Canada.
Yay, Canada.
Everybody from Canada is nice and apologetic.
They were very nice. They were very nice. And also, I feel like it's funny, too, that you said that, because I feel like a lot of people kind of maybe started talking to me, too, because especially cast members, when I would go up to lines and they'd be like, how many are in your party? I'd be like, just me. They'd be like, just you? I'm like, yep, just me. And then they'd like continue the conversation with, oh, are you here by yourself? Like, you know, are you traveling alone? Like, where are you from? Like, I feel like then they would kind of continue the conversation a little bit, because I don't know. That's, I feel like, I suppose maybe it is uncommon for like a young girl to like, or whomever, like anybody, just a single person to travel to Disney. I don't know, but I did, like I said, I'm sociable when I want to be social. When I'm not, I just more so keep to myself. I did meet this one really nice family at Universal. I know this is a Disney podcast, but I'm just mentioning this in reference. I forgot what it was. I was looking for Uber at that point or something. It had to do with Uber. And I ran up to a family because I noticed that they were a family. So I figured it was safe for me to go and talk to this woman because she had kids with her and her husband. I just felt safer doing that. And I mentioned, you know, where do I find, how do I do the Uber thing? Because I hadn't done it at that point. And she explained it to me. And then she turned to her husband and he was like, I just heard him say, you know what, whatever you want to do. And she was like, you know, you can just come with us and we'll drop you off at your hotel. And I like totally didn't feel okay doing that because I felt like that would have been totally rude because I didn't know them and it would just would have been out of their way. But they were really nice. So I just remember them all the time because I feel like that was like a really nice gesture to do. And I guess they did see that I was a single person traveling alone and maybe I was a young girl. But yeah, so I guess the question could go like both ways, to be honest.
Yeah.
From both of your answers, I see that as another difference between male versus female doing solo, because I think the cast member would have, I don't want to use the word sympathy, but it'd be, oh, you know, she's all on her own. Well, yeah. Whereas with a guy, it was, you know, I don't think they would give that same.
And I was a little bit older than her.
Yeah.
By 20 years.
And I'll give you another quick example as well.
Or more.
April. And that is, if you went to visit any of the characters, I'm sure you had never any issues. Whereas Steve. Steve, for some reason, I don't know why, he had to go and see The Little Mermaid. I think he was trying to get a recording or something.
I was getting a recording for someone else. And you want to talk about feeling weird.
Yeah. So here's this, you know, guy all on his own. 40, in line,
8-9-year-old guy
waiting to see The Little Mermaid. So
that's okay. You had fun, right? You didn't mean any harm. You're all good.
Oh no, and I was doing it for two little girls back home.
Yeah. So, but it's how people perceive. I think also.
Yeah.
You know, there's that perception. You know, whoa, why is that guy all by himself coming to see The Little Mermaid? No kids.
I think the characters also, I think they also, like, once you get up there, they're like, oh, this person, you know, this is why they're here. I get it now. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm sure they looked at me too and they were like, why is this 20-something-year-old, why does she want to meet Belle? You know, because I love the princesses. You know what I'm saying? But I understand what you're saying.
April, I just want to change things around a little bit because there's one question which I think is really important that we haven't asked you, and that is, what time of the year did you do your trip?
I actually went right before Christmas. I think I was there or the 11th to the 19th, something like that, but I'm pretty sure I came back before the 20th, so it was right in the middle of December.
Well, that's cool, going at Christmas time.
I bet Christmas. You found the rates a lot less during that point then, didn't you? Because they go crazy the week before and then 2-3 weeks
well
after.
Okay, here's another question for you into what Steve's saying. Was there a reason that you went that time? Was the rate to the rooms cheaper and flights cheaper?
No, I like Christmas. I like okay. holidays.
Yep. Okay, no, ain't yeah, big time.
I do like going in the summer too. That's when my family and I used to go. But then when we started going after high school, we switched to Christmas. And ever since then, it's just kind of like, let's go to Disney at Christmas because I feel like Christmas without Disney would be weird. So
9 days down in Orlando, how many days did you actually stay going to Disney and how many days at Universal? And the days that you didn't do any, if there was any, what did you do on those days?
I went straight through. I didn't really have any like time off. There was one day I think I went to the premium outlets right before I went to Universal, but they're all kind of within like a very close distance to each other and also close to my hotel. That year I bought a think it was a 6-day ticket, and I went to Disney for 6 days.
And then 2-3 days at Universal, yeah?
Yep.
Okay, and actually, you can talk about Universal.
Oh, yeah.
Because your mum actually did a whole episode with us on Universal, so.
Yes, I do like Universal. Universal is really fun. I've also been going there since I was 2 years old.
Oh, wow.
So, or whenever they opened, I get, yeah, because Universal open, I mean, Islands opened, I think it was 1999, I think. So that's when I started going. Correct me if I'm wrong. I'm sorry. I don't know the exact dates, but yes, my parents and I actually have annual passes for Universal. I don't have an annual pass for Disney, but I would like to get one. But we do like Universal. I will be honest, over the years, Universal, and this is just my own personal opinion, they have really lost their sparkle, I feel like, with a lot of things.
Yeah.
Especially that year when I went on the solo trip, I found that the food prices were just way more than Disney. I just felt like that specific trip to Universal, that was just a disaster. Something was just missing that wasn't there a few years ago. If I'm honest, if they didn't have Harry Potter, I probably wouldn't go to those parks anymore.
No.
I like them. But yeah. I like Harry Potter and E.T. So Harry Potter and E.T., I think I would. Those are my favorites.
Yep. You're not alone with that.
Well, I've never been. You have, haven't you, Steve?
I've not been to Harry Potter.
No, but you've been to Universal.
Yes. Yeah. It has been 12 years.
Yeah. One day, Steve and I will eventually get there.
It's a good time. You definitely don't need as much time there as you would need in Disney. I think that. Maybe if you stayed like Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, you could totally knock both those parks out and probably repeat some things too. But it's a lot of fun. I think you would enjoy, especially Harry Potter. I love Harry Potter. So that's like a really big deal.
Okay, here's another one for you. Eating, dining. How did you handle that? I mean, what's it like? I mean, did you do any of that? Did you just do counter service or did you have actual sit down meals?
So when I went on my solo trip, I did do only counter service. I didn't really have any sit down meals. I feel like sit down meals would be something that I would personally enjoy more if I had more people joining me. And I also prefer quick service because it's a lot faster. It's in and out. I don't have to waste time waiting for, you know, service and stuff like that. I like to spend as much time in the parks as possible doing other things rather than eating. So that's why I prefer quick service. To be honest, I did that trip. I feel like I spent a lot of time eating a lot of snacks on that trip, like Mickey pretzels and things like that. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty small, so I don't really eat like too much. So I wasn't really eating like 3 times a day. I feel like I would eat. And also my hotel had free continental breakfast and it was like a good breakfast. They had like waffles. They had hard-boiled eggs, bagels. Like it was like a very good continental breakfast, but mm-hmm. I'm also not like a huge breakfast person either. So by the time I would get to the parks, I wouldn't really eat too much around lunchtime. I mean, until lunchtime. But I would say as far as budget goes for food, I spent a little bit less, probably a little bit less than $25 a day on food.
Wow.
Wow. I spend that on one meal. Now, are you a person that could actually go and just sit down by yourself and eat? Because I am not.
I can.
I've learned to do that since doing these solos. But I would not eat. I would eat in my car rather than sit alone in a restaurant.
You're even talking about counter service?
Yeah, even here in town at McDonald's, I would sit in my car. I don't mind eating alone.
Okay. I usually would just like open up my phone or like go on like the app and like see if there were any fast passes or, you know, like I said, I'm psychotic. So like I have the fast pass app open like all the time. I was getting like the mine train, like I was making out, man, you know, like, but, it was easier to get fast. I'm sure that's one of your questions that you have, but, yeah, I don't mind sitting by myself. I don't know. Like, I just kind of turned my phone on. Didn't really bother me. I didn't really think about that. I've never really thought about that. That's a good question.
I just know for me, I'm very self-conscious if I'm in a restaurant more so than at counter service. If I was at counter service, I think I'd be doing what you were doing. I'd have something in front of me. So, hey, look, people around me, I'm doing something. You know, I'm not here just by myself, you know.
Well, yeah, I've learned over time, especially doing the solos that I've done. It's like, you know, you can actually have conversations with people around you sometimes because, you know, you don't want to sit there and talk to someone and then realize you had something stuck in your teeth. So
I guess I never really thought of that. I've never really felt like self-conscious, I guess, when I eat on my own. I don't know, either I'm doing something or I'm just eating as fast as right. I can so I can get back to the other good stuff in the park. And also, like I said, I ate a lot of snacks. So I feel like maybe too with like Mickey pretzels, I would just kind of eat them as I was walking maybe. So I don't know.
Yeah, I have not had a Mickey pretzel.
Yeah, they are good. Let me tell you.
What's some of the other pluses do you feel by going solo? I mean, you've addressed a lot. I'm just making sure we haven't missed anything. In fact, you're so good. You've got questions that I didn't even have on my paper, and you've answered them.
I also want to mention, you know what? When you're solo, you can get away with more stuff, I feel like. Like, there was one night, I guess I didn't realize what was going on. But like maybe did, but I wasn't thinking about it when they had the extra magic hours. So I was just, I guess I stayed and I just like squeezed on a ride and no one checked my magic band because I wasn't staying at a resort. So nobody would have, you know what I'm saying? But yeah. I feel like a lot of times when you're solo, people don't really question it as much, you know, like they just, you're just kind of there. Like you're an extra body kind of, you know, like everybody's like, oh, well, because everybody's so preoccupied with like these big families, like these families of four.
Yeah.
And six, and they're like, oh, it's just a single person, like just let them go. You know what I'm saying? Also with fast passes, it's easy to get fast passes too because you're one person.
Right.
It is, you know, like that's pretty good too. What else? I'm trying to think. What else is like super beneficial to just being like one person?
So I'm just going back to your comment about where, you know, cast members check, you know, the large family of six. They probably just thought you were another one of the six, you know.
You know what? It's possible I didn't question it.
Right.
You just blend in. And
yeah.
Now, I obviously you're a commando style park person.
Yeah.
So you do like to go. You like to do the rides. You like to visit character mates.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you ever actually, at your young age, actually take the time to kind of just chill out and kind of like look at Main Street and all the windows and things like that? Or are you still just kind of go, 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 go?
I'm just go, 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 go.
Okay. You will get old and then you will.
Yeah, that's something predicting. I feel like my parents appreciate more. They're like,
again, ouch.
I'm just saying, like, I'm more of like, we have to do this. We have to do that. We have to make sure because we just have to make sure. I have to make sure everything is on a tight schedule so everything gets fit in and we have the most fun possible.
Okay.
Did you find yourself taking lots of photographs on your solo trip?
Yeah. You know what? Besides characters, no.
Okay. So you don't have a scrapbook of selfies of me on my solo trip.
I took a few selfies, but it was mostly when I would take pictures, it would be with a character. And every once in a while, I have a Polaroid camera, so I did take a couple.
Right.
Yeah, I still haven't figured out how to do selfies right.
So when you were down there, you said you spoke to your mom every day.
Mm-hmm.
So in your conversations with your mom, was she sort of saying, oh, I wish I was with you at all? Or, hey, this is great. You're not here.
No, I think both my parents wish that they were with me. Most of the conversations I had with my mom were usually her saying, April, you need to eat now, because I was forgetting to eat because I was too excited. So that was like the last thing on my mind. So literally it was like, oh, I'm doing this now. She's like, April, just, you know, you can eat. I was like, I know,
yes,
but I want to ride the mine train first and I'll eat later Like, it was one of those trips. I was just too excited. Like, eating was the last thing on my plate, which is terrible because you should always stay hydrated and you should always eat well when you're there as well. But yes. So most of the conversations we had were, April, did you eat? Like,
yeah, you are not the first 20 something year old
guest
that has been on our show that has said that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And matter of fact, we had someone from, what was she from? New York.
Yeah.
Long Island. Mm-hmm. And she took her 12-year-old sister and forgot to feed her the whole time.
I would do, honestly.
Yeah.
That is literally, that sounds like me.
And she like completely forgot to eat and things like that. And it was just, she was just so excited. And it's just.
Yeah. It just gets you because you're like, oh my gosh, I'm here. Like, what do I want to do first? And then like the last thing on your mind is sitting down and eating. You know what I'm saying? That would be me, though. Like, if I brought a kid with me, like, it wouldn't, like, come to my attention until the kid actually said to me, I'm hungry. Can you feed me? And then I would realize. Yeah, exactly. I'd be like, oh, I forgot to feed her. You know what I'm saying? Like, that would be me. So, same.
Okay. Yeah, I need to write myself a memo to leave a message for Annette that when she becomes a grandma, that she would never let you go to the parks alone with your child.
No, I mean, you forget to eat. Like, I was forgetting to do basic things when I was there. And I was like, April, you need to eat. Like,
I was the opposite. It was like the first thing I did when I got there, I didn't know what to do. And I ate.
No, that was, and I don't like think the I last thing on my mind.
Yeah.
That's so funny. Again, different with males and females.
I guess.
Men love to eat. I like to keep going.
This is really interesting, sort of like some of the differences.
Yeah.
Actually, it really is. So we talked about some of the pluses. Is there anything that was kind of not so good? I don't want to say negative because nothing's really ever negative at Disney.
No.
But something that, you know, kind of stood out to you as, oh, that surprised me. I didn't think that I would feel that sort of type
or
feeling.
Or something you missed.
Yeah.
Or something.
Or even just taking a ride and coming off that ride and not having anyone to talk to. I mean, did you have moments like that?
No, I truly enjoy being alone. Like, I just,
you are so
like,
awesome.
There were not times like I'm just like, I get off the ride, I'm like, damn, that was fun. Let's do it again. You know, like, I'm just like, you know, like, I'm not really like, you know, like, you know, I keep to myself a lot. I don't think there was anything. No. I don't think there was anything negative or
other than
negative,
bringing two guys on.
You know what, that really though, now that I think about it, I'm like, why did I do that? Like, you know, like I think about it and I'm like, and it's so funny because I don't even talk to them anymore. Like the one was like just such a killjoy. He was so boring and I was like, why did I do this? Like, and you know, the other one just didn't do Disney like I did and I just didn't want to be bothered with him anymore. So I don't know. I don't think anything really was. Nothing really disappointed me, but if I were to do it over, I think I would definitely stay on property at a resort on property. I think that was my only, the hours of the free transportation that we had at my hotel weren't that satisfying. So right. I think that's the only thing.
April, that was kind of a good lead up to my next question that I was going to ask, because that's really good advice. I think if I was going to the parks, I wouldn't have been as big and brave as you staying off property. I think there is that sort of comfort zone in my mind. This is Disney. I'm safe.
Yeah.
So
plus I have my beloved Skyliner.
Oh, he loves the Skyliner.
Yeah.
But is there any other, you know, advice that comes to mind that you could sort of like share? I mean, you talked about, you know, planning the trip, staying on property, budget, because if you run out of money, that's it, right? You're on your own.
No, you got
money. Yeah.
Mom and dad.
I mean, if, you know, there were times I'd call them, I'd be like, oh, I'm going here to eat. And they're like, oh, you know, just put it on the credit card. We'll get it for you. I'm like, amazing.
I'm going with you next time.
No, I'm adopting Annette.
Oh, okay.
They're actually, was one restaurant that I did eat at when I was there that wasn't. This wasn't Universal, though. I ate at the Hard Rock at Universal City Walk. And I will say, this is also a really positive thing about going alone. There was like the 40-minute wait when I walked in there. It was packed. And I went up to the hostess and they were like, how many? And I said, one. She was like, oh, just one? I was like, yeah. And she took me to a table right away. Didn't have to wait the 40 minutes. It was very convenient.
I did that once. Yes.
Yeah, it's more convenient. It's just, you know what? There's a lot of benefits. And for me, like I said, I really enjoy doing things alone. So that was like a really fun adventure for me. And I didn't have a schedule. But I do think that if you are going on a solo trip to Walt Disney World and you're only going to Walt Disney World, I do recommend staying on property or as close to property as you can. I do honestly just recommend staying on property. I think there's way more benefits of staying on property than there are off. And definitely plan and also budget your trip as well, because I think budgeting really helped me, because when you do go there, you will spend more money than you want to if you don't set rules for yourself.
Yeah.
So that's really all. I don't know. I guess that's really all I have to say about that, I guess.
Yeah. So my last question before we have some questions about, you know, just your love of Disney. Last question I have for you is, when is your next solo trip then?
Well, I'm actually, I don't have a solo trip planned, but my family and I have a trip planned for December at the All-Star Movie for 10 days to go, though. That's my next Disney trip. Oh. I don't have a solo trip planned.
In December?
I'm sorry, April, you broke up a bit. Did you say All-Star?
Yes, I booked a trip for me and my family to go, I think, December 10th to the 20th at the All-Star Movies.
Great, okay. Thanks. Oh, cool.
I'm just going to miss you.
What was
that? I'm just going to miss you. We're going to be there January 5th through the 8th, 9th, something like 4th through the 8th.
Yeah, I keep forgetting that trip, actually, because it's with the in-laws.
There's like 20, 25 of us going.
That's going to be fun, though. I mean, to be honest, I would like to go on another solo trip. Maybe, I don't know, I feel like I've done it. Like, you know, like, maybe I would go somewhere else solo this time. Like, maybe I'd go to Disneyland or something solo and try that.
That's fun.
I don't know.
Go to Paris. Paris is good.
That would be fun, too. But hopefully that trip, hopefully they bring the dining plan back and I can book that on my trip too, because that's giving me anxiety that it's not back yet. So it really is, because I really like the dining plan. We stayed on property last year and we did the dining plan and it was extremely convenient and I loved it, and I wouldn't book a vacation without it now.
Wow. Okay.
We've done that a couple of times, but for Steve
I'm
and
over
I.
It.
Yeah, well, I think for Steve and I, we don't go for days at a time.
Yeah, that's,
you know, big,
that's
we do
deal.
Very quick trips.
You do three nights, four nights.
I mean, we've even just done the one
overnight.
Night, you know, overnight.
Yeah.
So we don't go into the long-term planning.
Yeah, but we have flights from Charlotte, North Carolina to MCO for like $70 round trip a person.
Yeah. Also, I want to mention too, the airfare. I fly Spirit Airlines. I'm not saying Spirit is the elite airline. I do fly Spirit.
Yes.
I fly out of Atlantic City Airport, which is literally just Spirit Airlines. And I think my flight was like, I think round trip when I did go by myself, I got it for, I think it was $84. Round trip, so I didn't spend a lot on the airfare either. So I think it's important you budget that too, and you keep checking every day to get the absolute lowest price that you can possibly get.
But then it's $5,000 to carry a baggage on. So
it is. I will say the bag, that's ridiculous. But you know what? You're getting on the plane for like nothing. So
And with COVID, all the prices came down. But I see them
starting to go back up.
So those days are gone, I think. Okay. Oh, this has been great. Before you go, have you got time for a few quick fun questions?
Sure.
All right.
So Do you want me to start?
Yeah.
Well, no, I know the answer to this one because she's already given it, but I'm going to ask it. Is there anything that you have done while at Disney that you would never do again?
Invite men with me to go, honestly. Just invite any extra men. They don't need to be there.
You know what, April? That's the first time I've ever heard that answer given on this show.
I think you probably mentioned it.
Just think about it. You can't spell disappointment without men. So there you go.
Ooh.
Okay, another ouch.
She's good.
Well, you can't say woman without men either. So there you go.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, he's got this gloated look on him at this moment. I got her. Because
that was his only comeback. That was his only good comeback. So.
Yeah, that's all I got. Oh, well.
I like you, April. You're good.
All right. April, if you could be in a Disney movie, what would that movie be and who would you be and why?
Well, my favorite Disney movie is Frozen. do you want me to write my own character or if I could be any character from that movie?
Both.
Right.
You intrigued me.
Well, I would like to be Elsa because I like her dress. It's very sparkly. And okay. I like that she has magical ice powers. And I want to have magical ice powers. I don't
freeze
know.
Those men.
Wait, what was that?
I said you can freeze those men.
Yes, I can freeze everything. I don't like the cold, though. But
yeah, I'm with you.
I'll get over it, though. As far as, like, writing a character, I don't know. You know what? I would just like to be Elsa. Like, cast me as Elsa. I'm good. That's my final answer.
Yeah.
That's good.
And don't forget, the cold never bothered you anyway.
Yes. Even though it does.
And get ready to invite Elsa because she's coming your way.
Oh, yes. I heard about that. I don't actually pay attention to the weather, but my mom has told me that. So I'm.
Yes.
She's coming. We'll see.
She's visiting us tonight and passing by and then picking up a little bit of steam and going by you.
Yeah, tomorrow afternoon, tomorrow evening,
I think so.
Something like that.
But, so that kind of time stamps this. So welcome, Tropical Storm Elsa.
That's all we need.
Yep.
Okay. April, do you have a Disney bucket list? And if so, is there one item that you would like to share with us?
Do you mean like what parks like I would want to go to or like something that I want to buy?
Just something that you want to do at Disney that you haven't done, but one day you are determined to go and do it. Is there anything on your list?
The only thing that I would really want to do is go to Tokyo Disney and Tokyo Disney Sea. I love Japan and that's always been like a dream of mine to travel to Japan, but I really, really want to go to Tokyo Disney and Tokyo Disney Sea. That would be like my dream vacation.
And actually, that's a really good Disney bucket item.
Yeah, that's mine. That's my final.
Yeah. One of my friends went there. She got me a whole bunch of stuff. She brought me back a bunch of little goodies. And it looks incredible over there.
One of our guests actually sent me a couple months ago all the soundtracks and loops. And attraction music. It's like 16 hours of it. I cannot get over it.
It's good.
Because that's what I do all day. I just listen as I'm working because I work alone. So
no, that's okay. I was just listening to Happily Ever After while I was doing my makeup before. So you're all good.
Yeah, the thing is, Steve works in construction, so, mm-hmm. You know, if he's got it on speaker or anything, you know, he's listening to, let's say, Elsa singing her song.
Yeah. Or Jordan Fisher and, I forgot her name,
I'm just
from
thinking,
Happily
well,
Ever After,
the burly,
which I hear almost every day.
These big, burly construction guys are walking past listening to this, you know.
Actually, they did today. They walked in. I had guys walk in on me on one of Tokyo Disney sound loops. I forgot which one it was, but it's like, oh, I think I better go out and stop that.
No, that's okay. You know what? When my parents had their old car before they upgraded, because now everything, like we have like the iPod and like the Bluetooth and everything in the car.
Mm-hmm.
I had I still have it, but my Fantasmic CD, I swear to you, it was just listened to so many times. It skips now. I'm so embarrassed. But you know, that is my favorite show at Disney. And I ever since I was a kid, I've like loved that show. There's just something about it. And I love Pocahontas. So that part's like my favorite part. But yeah, it skips. So don't be embarrassed, man. You know, I get it.
No, I know. But I get it. You know, it is kind of funny when, you know, you have your builders walk in and you have Let It Go.
That's okay.
I actually usually like you, I keep it on a Bluetooth and a headset and like that. Yeah. But sometimes where I'm working at, it wasn't working. But anyway,
yeah, that's okay.
Anyway, yeah, that's okay.
I think we've already got the answer to the next one. Because I think she's just said it. But do you have a favorite princess, April?
Yeah, I think my favorite I love Pocahontas. I would say she's my favorite princess, but I also really like Anna from Frozen. So I would say it's kind of a tie between those two. I just like Pocahontas. I just love that movie and I love her story and the love story behind. I just love love stories. But I really relate to Anna because she's kind of crazy and I like that and same.
Yeah.
But yeah, probably Pocahontas and Anna are my two. I can't choose between the two. They're both an equal tie.
Which singing voice do you like better? That's off the cuff, by the way.
Idina Menzel, Let It Go. She okay. wins all of them.
Yeah. How can you? Yeah. That is hard to. I mean, and Kristen Bell. I had no idea she could sing that well.
Yeah, she did a really good job. I think she has that very princessy sounding voice. But yeah. She did a good job. I like it. I love that movie. That's my favorite movie. I loved the Broadway show. I actually, when Frozen was on Broadway, I was so crazy about it. I saw it 7 times.
Oh my gosh.
I'm not even embarrassed to say that.
No, you shouldn't.
7 times I saw that show. And it's so funny because I feel like everybody who I knew hated that show. And I was like, but why? And like, personally, I think Disney could have done a better job with that show because Disney has so much money. They could have, you know, they could have made that show even better than what it was. But I loved it. It brought me so much joy. But yeah, I saw Frozen 7 times and that's awesome. I wish I could have seen it more, but it's gone now. So, but you know, we had a good run.
That's true. It did. Really did. Okay, let's go from princess to, do you have a favorite villain? I know that's kind of a weird question, a favorite villain, but let me just, what's a villain that scares you, thrills you?
None of them really scare me. I think the most evil villain is Frollo. He's terrible. I also don't like that one from Mulan. Oh, what's his name? The yellow eyes. He's so scary. Oh my God. I forgot his name. Just, you know which one I'm talking about.
Yes, because he's an actual historical character and we watched it last week and I can't think of who it is. Genghis Khan.
No, that's okay. I think my favorite villain though is probably the Evil Queen or Gaston.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I like
that song.
It's kind
of funny, April, because when I think of villains, I always just think male villains.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why. I don't know why.
I only think female.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yeah, Mother Gothel.
Oh, my dad likes Mother Gothel, I think. He likes Rapunzel. My dad loves Rapunzel. I remember last time we were online to meet her. He was so excited. He literally was like, I heard you swing a mean frying pan. And I was like, Dad. No, he like loves her though. I just think he likes, I think he likes her personality, like her very zany fun. I like Flynn Rider. I mean, who wouldn't, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, probably Evil Queen and Gaston. I like Gaston a lot.
Now, do you, when you go to the parks, do you always make a point of meeting Gaston?
Oh, I sure do.
You back talk him?
sure do. No. I mean, I sure do. Like, I mean, who wouldn't want to meet Gaston?
I just like some of the YouTubes I've seen, like little girls like sassing him.
Yeah, that's people funny. Can be so mean to him. And then like people like come up with their boyfriends and they're like, oh, I can do more push-ups than you. No, you can't. He's Gaston. Okay. don't challenge him. He is the stallion himself. Don't, you know, I just really like Gaston. I think he's a fun character to interact with. And he's also quite handsome. So that's nice. It's nice to look at usually. So that's good.
Yeah.
Okay. And your last question is, who is your all-time favorite Disney character?
You know, oh gosh.
They don't even have to be in the park if it's, you know, from a movie, animated movie.
I think maybe it would be Olaf. Yeah, he's
big summer blowout.
Yeah, open. but probably Olaf. Yeah.
See, Olaf is so, I mean, how can you not? I mean,
cute. Yeah.
And I'm sorry. I mean, I nowadays I see Olaf or hear Olaf. It's you hear that voice and you know it goes everywhere, you know, LeFou and
oh yes, I forgot about that. Josh Gad also.
Yeah. I mean, and Josh Gad is just an amazing person.
Yeah, he's good. He's good. I like him a lot. Yeah, so, probably Olaf, though. Olaf is, he's so cute.
Yeah.
And once again, I think that's the first. I don't think we've ever had anyone that's...
No, but that's so, I mean, Olaf.
Yeah, him. You know what? I just, like I said, I'm biased because I love Frozen. So literally
any character same here.
Frozen. I just wish people, like, whenever I hear people complain, like, I think when Frozen Ever After was coming to Epcot, I like, you know, all the grown-ups were on there like, oh, another Frozen thing. If you want to talk trash about Frozen, you can go somewhere else. Thank you.
Yes, like, I'm with you.
If you don't like it, then don't go on the ride, okay? They're giving us what we want. We deserve this. If you want to be boring, then go somewhere else, okay? Then I'll wait online to go on the Frozen ride. I just hate when people talk trash about Frozen. Like, Frozen is so good. Like, I know these two girls and they worked in the Disney store in Manhattan and they used to make me so mad because I guess at that point where they worked there, Let It Go was like the only thing playing at the Disney store. So when Frozen was on Broadway, I wanted to see it so bad. I was literally going crazy. I was like, I have to see it. I have to see it. And I was trying the lotteries all the time and I wasn't winning and I was so disappointed. So I actually just ended up buying a ticket to see the show, which is fine. I don't regret that. I did that several times after that as well. But they were entering the lotteries and I was like, why are you entering the lotteries if you don't like Frozen? They were like, oh, well, when Let It Go comes up, we're just going to get up and leave. I'm like, how dare you?
What?
Like, how dare you speak that way about Frozen? Like, you don't deserve it.
I would block their path.
That just aggravates me, though, because Frozen really is so good. And yes, it has been overplayed, but I want to hear it even more. So,
yeah. Well, I mean, I had the opportunity to meet the directors and the executive producers and a few of the, I didn't get to meet Kristen Bell or Edina, but a lot of the people that worked on that movie, and they're amazing. And they are every one of them are so proud of it. And they should have been.
Yeah.
And this was before it even came out. They were so happy for it.
That movie is something to be proud of. And it's nice too, because there's no, like, it's all about like finding true love. Like, I mean, like, it was her sister, you know what I'm saying? Yep. Like, it wasn't a man, like, it wasn't Prince Charming. It was her sister. And it, you know, and like, even the show, I feel like the show goes even more in depth into Elsa's character, which I like, because I heard somebody say this and it just really resonated. Like, it made so much sense, but it's almost like Elsa was sort of in like this deep, dark depression, and like in her mind was just so dark. And you kind of watch her, like, why she got that way. And, you know, what her childhood was like. And you kind of like watch her like through the show, like find light, like at the end of the show. And I just think that's like, it's just, I really like that show. I like the movie. It just, it's a really great story. The songs were catchy. People are, they have no taste.
Well, April, thank you so much, because just like what you have said, you have brought great light to our show.
Oh, thank you so much.
You really have. So
thank you.
Well, actually, before we let April go.
Oh, we're no.
One more quick thing that we have to do, April.
Let it go.
You can ask more.
Did you just say let it go? She said let it go. We have to sing Let It Go. No,
I want that. In summer.
Oh, yeah. Summer. Not with Hurricane Elsa, though.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
It's a tropical storm. It's a tropical storm.
No, actually, before we sign off, April, I know you do YouTubes. So can we just spend a quick few minutes doing this? Because I'd like to give you a shout out where people can find you on YouTube.
Yeah. I actually do YouTube, but I am more active on TikTok. I make a lot of TikToks. I just started recently getting into YouTube. I do a lot of shopping vlogs where it's basically come with me to the mall and see what I get kind of thing. I really like those and I love to shop. So that's really nice. I do have a video. There will be more Disney videos coming, but I just made a video recently on how to pack for a Disney vacation. And I focused a lot on packing, especially for the summer months as well. So my YouTube and my TikTok, my handle is at It's April D, ITSAPRILD. You can find me on both of those there.
Okay. And we will put that in with the show notes when this episode goes out.
I have a lot of Disney videos on my TikTok. So.
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm. I'll have to go. I've just learned to do TikTok.
Yeah. Follow me on TikTok.
I have to admit, I haven't got into TikTok yet.
TikTok's really fun. You can find anything that you're interested in on there. If you like watching recipes, find them on TikTok. If you like ASMR videos, find them on TikTok. Disney, there's a huge Disney community on TikTok. You can find it on TikTok.
I need to get with the times and go check it out, I think. Because I know when I've been talking to your mum on Messenger, you know, she... Mm-hmm. I've heard her say that, you know, you were finishing off a TikTok and that, you know, she had to go and see it. So, yeah, I will. We will check you out, April, for sure.
I usually ask for her opinion sometimes, or every once in a while when I need special effects, like a hairdryer blowing of the hair, she will assist me with that. So, you know, you got to make it dramatic. You got to make the TikToks dramatic. So, you know, she's kind of my hype girl. She hypes me up. Love it.
Cool. Oh, that's so cool.
She helps me out.
Is there anything you want to say to your mom and dad before we sign off?
Oh, I don't know. Hi, they're in the next room, so they can probably hear me just fine. But hi, mom. Hi, dad.
Yeah.
Aww. I don't know.
That's good.
Yeah, I can always edit it out.
That's okay. They're in the next room, so I'm sure as soon as I come out of here, they're gonna be like, how did it go? What did you talk about? You know, like, I'm gonna hear the whole thing.
Yeah.
We will try and get this out as soon as we can so your mom and dad can hear it. You did an amazing job.
Yeah, you
April.
Were a blast.
Yeah.
Thank you. I hope I answered your questions as best as I could and as informatively as I could.
Well, you did. And that's the nice thing about it is that we didn't really have to ask that many questions.
Yeah. No.
That's okay. And, so that's I like cool questions.
Part. Yeah. You tell a good story.
And what I like is you're very honest with your answers. And
it's better to be honest than to beat around the bush, you know?
Yeah. So cool. Okay, well.
Unless you're looking to date a guy at Disney, then you might have an issue.
You know, it's so funny because the last relationship that I had, he had never been to Disney. And I always think to myself, okay, do I really want a guy who is obsessed with Disney like I am? Because I don't think I would want that. So like I tend to go for people like guys who just don't really know. So I can educate them on it my way.
Oh my gosh.
Like, it's better if they're like, oh, yeah, I went once, or no, I've never been before, because then I can do it for them. Like, I can plan the trip. I can show them all the good stuff, you know, because then, you know, when you have like a Disney obsessed person, it's like, oh, no, we're doing this. No, we're doing what I want to do. I'm gonna do it my way.
Oh, okay.
I love that answer. That's power.
I do not.
I do. Go for it.
April scares me.
I'm a big like planner. I like everything to be like, I'm not one of those people that's like, you know, crazy, like, oh my God, this has to, you know, like, I just, mm-hmm. I like things to be a certain way because I know that that's how we're going to have the most fun.
But you only go like once a year, right?
Yeah.
For the most part. See, we go like, well, at one point we were going 6 or 8 times, maybe more a year, but we were only going for like 3-4 days.
Yeah.
So
it's still really fun though.
Oh yeah.
Going back, April, to you wanting to date a guy that hasn't been to Disney.
Yeah.
It's not about empowerment. It's about building something together, to be quite honest, I think.
Yeah, but if I'm being totally honest with you, I would just prefer not to date men anymore. I just don't want to date anymore. I just want to be left alone.
Me either.
Like, if I'm being totally honest with you. But yeah, I don't know. Like, I feel like one Disney obsessed nut is enough. And I feel like for there to be another one, it would just simply be a disaster.
Well, you'd have to have a podcast.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Look at us.
Yeah.
Okay, April, once again, thank you so much.
You're a joy. Yeah,
more than a joy. You were fantastic. Okay. So let's all say goodnight. So to our listeners, thanks so much for joining us here on this show. To find us, quite simple, just go to monorailtales.com, where you'll find all of our social media links and also get to see what we look like as we have our profiles up.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Just check out social media links then. Have a good week, everyone. And good night, April. Good night, Steve.
Good night, April.
Good night. Thank you so much.
Bye. Switch on the sky and the stars glow for you. Go see the world, cause it's all so brand new. Don't close your eyes, cause your future's ready to shine. It's just a matter of time before we learn how to fly.
And thank you!